You know, when it comes to running a cleaning and restoration business, everyone wants to know what they can do online to make it more profitable, to get more customers and more jobs. And I got to say, Katie Harris of Spot On Solutions, digital marketing can be one of the most challenging things, and your website. The biggest behemoth out there is Google. And I think you have something to share about Google and what our viewers can do to get more business.
You bet.
Tell us about it.
So it's one of the things we always get asked is there's just so much to do. Where do I start, right? And there's a lot of answers to it. But I always say, like, go back to the most basic thing that I think has a really big impact, and that's your Google Business Profile. So used to be Google My Business, Google Places. It's had lots of names, but it's now Google Business Profile. It's where your address is. It's where your reviews live, all these important things. But there's a new Google algorithm update that just came out.
Shocker. You know, every time they do that, I'm like, that's why I used to think I knew something about websites. I gave up. I just did.
You don't know anything about websites?
I know how to use them, find them and use them, but as far as the search engine optimization, all the stuff in the back end, leave it to you.
Well, thanks. But I will say the thing that's always been important to Google is still important to Google, and that is current and relevant content. And so we could go into a lot of details on SEO, but for everybody listening, just go check out your Google Business Profile. Make sure it's optimized, and by that I mean make sure your phone number is right, your address is right. Check your reviews. How many do you have? How many do your competitors have? And then look at the updates section. There's a place where you can go add updates on there. Put in little bits. Think of it as kind of in between a blog and a social media post.
Okay.
And go do that on your updates on it. And I promise you, Google is going to reward you for that current and relevant content and for using their platform.
But don't call Google. They probably won't answer their phone.
They won't answer their phone.
Okay. No. One last question. Those watching, they might be thinking, where do I start? How do I access all this? Yeah. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we used to be really used to the app, the Google My Business app. Now you're just going to go right into your maps. So just like you are searching for directions, just go to the maps. Be sure you're logged in under your business account instead of your personal Google account, and then it will automatically give you all the things that you need to do. So it takes a minute to get used to. It's a little bit of a change, but really user-friendly once you get started.
Would you accept a phone call or an email from those watching who might need some more help?
Okay, listen. Google might not answer their phone, but I will answer my phone. Spot On Solutions will answer our phone. So go ahead and shoot me an email at katie@spotonsolutions.com. Happy to help answer your questions and get you started.
Katie, thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.